Hello. Hello.
Hi, Casper. This is Maddie calling from Oakview Financial. How are you this morning?
Good and yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Casper, I am just calling as promised just for a bit of a catch-up. Before I can go any further, I do just need to let you know that these calls are recorded for quality and training and just pass you through a quick security. Could you confirm your date of birth and address, please?
It's the 22nd of May, 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And my address will probably have to change. I think, what do you have? Do you have 40 Burke Street on your files?
That's correct. Have you moved recently?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's start with that. What would be your new address?
It's 19 DeCarter Street in Alkimos, WA 6038.
Could I get you to spell the street name, sorry?
Yes, I'll just... speaker. I've just got to find it myself.
No, that's all right. And it was number 1919?
Yes. D-E-C-A.
D-E-C-A.
E-U-R.
E-U-R. Street. So what was the suburb again?
Alkimos.
How do you spell that one? Sorry.
A-L-K-I-K-A-L-K-K-I-M-O-S.
M-O-S, Alkimos, perfect. W-A, and postcode again, sorry.
6038.
Okay, beautiful. I will update that on our files as well as your net wealth account. I guess the point that I'll start with on this call is just, has there, outside of obviously moving, has there been any other big changes to your circumstances over the last kind of 9 to 12 months since we last spoke?
Yes, we just changed jobs and our salary has significantly increased.
Yeah, what's your salary looking like at the moment?
Let me just get it up. 179,000 something.
179, okay, perfect. And what are you doing for work?
I'm a dump truck operator.
Yep, dump truck operator.
For McMahon's Limited.
McMahon's Limited. Okay, beautiful.
Yep.
And then any other big changes to your circumstances?
Yes, I've been approved just this week or last week to get 25 grand out of my super for dental implant.
Okay. 25 grand from super for dental. And are you taking that from your ING account or your net wealth account?
Net wealth.
Net wealth, okay. All righty. And so you were approved last week. You can't see if that's... Let me see if it's been taken yet. Or you haven't received the funds yet, have you?
No, I got to do some paperwork done when I'm off swing next week and then send it off to NetWealth. And then that will be sent into my account.
Okay, not a problem. Need to...
Unless that's something you can do.
Yeah, I can definitely.
They want a certified copy of my driver's license.
Certified driver's license. Alrighty, let me just see if we've got an up-to-date ID or when the ID expired. Alrighty, so quite a few changes to your circumstances. How are you finding the new job?
It's a big change, but the big increase in salary, you can't complain too much.
Yeah, exactly. ID, certified ID.
I've got some at home, but a guy said to me, the super care guy that did everything for me, said it's got to be between 3 and 6 months old. And I thought, well, I got certified copies. I thought a certified copy is a certified copy.
Yeah, well, that's what I would think as well. We've got a certified ID as well, and normally, as long as the ID's in date, then it's completely fine. But we can just get that certified again. We've got a photo of your ID on file, so that's not a big problem at all. All righty. Now, with your net wealth account, I'll give you a bit of a small update. However, you've got your annual review coming up literally in the next 2 months. So that's when we'll go through a big update with how everything's been going and that kind of thing. Obviously, we've got your net wealth account and we've retained your ING account for insurance purposes. Now, I've had a little bit of a look on file and it doesn't appear that we have a third-party authority. So I haven't been able to kind of check in on that one and see how that's going. Do you have a member number with your ING account by any chance?
No, I'll have to look at it. I'll have to try and find something. I'm not sure I got something with me. But I thought I signed a form previously with one of the guys from your office that called me and gave him authorization.
I believe you did. Actually, that'll have your member number on it. However, I was having a look at your file and the form just unfortunately was filled out incorrectly. So we do have to resubmit that one. IMG is a bit of a funny one. They're quite particular about how their form's filled out and there can't be kind of any errors, no matter how big or small. So we will have to get that recompleted. With your new job, have you directed your contributions to stay in your ING account yet?
No, I've sent it to the net wealth account.
Oh, you've sent it to your net wealth account. How long have you been in the new job for?
A month.
1 month, okay.
Now, I'm saying that because I thought the reason I did that previous paperwork for ING is to actually see if we can find another insurer.
Yeah,
to get everything combined in one. That's like the main reason behind it, from my understanding.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But the form allows us to do just a little bit of research on the account because for us to kind of have a look elsewhere, we do have to obviously find out what you've got in there as well as the benefits, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Net wealth now. All righty. Do you have access to like a printer or anything at home, Casper, if I was to get the form emailed to you, or would you prefer us to post it to you?
No, I got a printer, but I'm on swing till next Monday afternoon.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, we fly in, fly out, so yeah, we do two and one, so we just finished on night shifts and we're starting day shifts for another 7 days and then we fly out Monday.
Yeah, okay. No, that's all right. I'll still email it to you, and if you just want to get it done next week when you're home, then that's amazing. Just send us back clear photos of the form so we can submit that to ING. But outside of that, I will reach out to Amy, who is our head of administration, and she's kind of the person who helps with the compassionate grounds claims and the forms that you kind of need to submit to NetWealth. I'll reach out to her and we can get the documents completed for you and submitted to NetWealth so you can receive your funds next week.
All right. Yeah, if that's something you can do, because I got a form from the SuperCare, but I can't do it apparently on my phone. I've got a laptop here. But if you can send it to me in the email version, and if you got a certified copy so I can just send it to you, then if you can submit it, can you submit it on my behalf?
Yeah, I believe we can. That's what we do for most of our clients.
All right. And is there extra cost involved?
No. That's all covered in our fee.
Okay. Now, can I quickly ask, how much my super grow this year? I know I got a – is it something you can check quickly, or is it more when I get a review?
It will go through it a lot more in depth once we go through your end review. So that'll be it's booked for the September the 5th. I can obviously schedule it a bit earlier, but it wouldn't be till like the end of August.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want to book that with me like on the phone now for next month, or just wait until it kind of rolls around?
Let me just see what my...
Yeah, maybe have a look at your swing.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and bring it up now and then I can have a look.
Yep, that's not a problem.
So I'm just trying to find it. man. That's always such an issue. Just give me a sec. I had a year and a half ago. Here we are. So what is the date in August, you say?
Yeah, towards the end of August or early September. So if you just have a look at your roster, I'll see when we can book it in.
All right. I'm available from the 2nd of September, probably the 3rd of September.
So okay, let's
book. Yeah, the 3rd of September should be available.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, let's book it in now. What time would you be thinking, morning or afternoon? Because it's quite far out. The day is fully available for you.
Look, let's, what is 8 o'clock WA time in the morning?
8 o'clock WA time. Okay, let me just have a look. Yep, not a problem. That's 10 a.m. our time. Perfect. Do you want to pop that one into your calendar as well?
Yeah, I'll put it in.
Yeah. So that's going to be the 3rd of September at 8 o'clock WA time. So that'll be for your end review, and that's when we go into everything in depth.
Yep.
And if there's any kind of information that we require for your Compassionate Grounds claim that you're currently doing, then Amy will be in contact over the next coming days, all right?
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate that.
No, not a problem. Well, I will update these details on your file update to address on NetWealth. And then, yeah, we'll be kind of in contact, like I said, regarding that Compassionate Grounds claims if we need anything.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for your help. Appreciate it.
No, not a problem, Casper. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Now, just a big thing. My tax bracket will obviously change. And my super is obviously a lot more. So will that help me to get more investing and get more return?
Sorry, what do you mean by that?
So my super, because my salary is bigger, I get more super paid into my net wealth account. So will that mean that my growth for year will be bigger in regards to the way you invest it and stuff like that?
Well, the way that we invest it will still be as per the statement of advice we originally put together for you. But when we go through your end review, we'll just confirm what we recommend is still the best thing for you. If there's kind of any changes, then we'll amend it from there. But that's kind of all the things that we go through with you on your end review.
Alrighty, thank you so much for your help.
No, not a problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The annual fees will be reviewed in the meeting in September. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
What is it currently at? If you don't mind me asking, do you have that available?
Let me see if I can pull that up quite quickly. I believe it's just 1.65%. So it's just a standard flat rate and it has been kind of since you came on board, but I'll just confirm that yours doesn't divert from that. Yeah, so it's just 1.65%. Obviously, the higher your balance goes with growth and contributions, then the more that we get paid just because it's a percentage base. But, yeah, it's just flat 1.65.
Now, is that off my global super, or is it annually for how much my super has made and then you take the 1.6%?
That's on your whole net wealth account, so it's calculated annually, but it comes out monthly just like a little insurance premium.
All right, and how much is that, if you don't mind me asking, roughly?
Let me see if I can do some quick maths on your balance. About $1,300, obviously give and take because your balance moves up and down, but about that.
$1,300 annually.
Yep, so divided by 12, it's about $110 a month.
All right, okay. Thank
Any
you
other
so
questions?
No, that's all good. Thank you.
Okay, not a problem, Casper. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye.